Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. I hope, don't you hate it? When did you hear about Bitcoin? When did you hear? Like, what was it? Wasn't it early on? Everybody heard about
probably
it early on.
Like,
and yeah, and you were like, you know, okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it sounds, I don't know. I don't understand it, so I'm not going to. A buddy of mine told me about some kind of, you know, coins that you trade or whatever. It was 9 cents. It's up well over a dollar now, so you'd be
Dogecoin,
huh? It wasn't Dogecoin. It was something else. But anyway,
Dogecoin or whatever. Howard's
whatever, coin. Whatever. But you miss those opportunities, and you go like, "What the? I could, you know, why didn't I just take a chance?" That was the Nets Rockets last night. If you didn't, that easy. You know, Vegas isn't stupid, but you go, and these are the kind of plays. Listen, Vegas was built on favorites losing. Vegas was built on the public loves favorites and the public loves overs. And I've got a buddy who bets nothing but against whatever the public bets. And for the most part, you're going to be right most of the time. But last night, just 9.5 points for the Nets giving the Rockets just 9.5 points. Was the easiest money you could ever. I mean, they can't be. They had lost 12 games, and only three of them weren't double digits. And this is the Nets, the best team in basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it just 9.5? That was the only thing that was scary for me, was that how is it just 9.5 points? I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. To me, it was going to be a destruction.
Yeah.
Any way you looked at it. I mean, I don't like to look at the worst case scenario game most recently and act like that's the norm, because that's not. But you saw yesterday, it was like with the Rockets usually in the second half, it's, you know, teams give them problems in the first half, but it's the second half where they usually get buried. They had moments where they were getting beaten and they came back. They cut it to 10, I think cut it inside of 10 to 8 at one point. But eventually, the other teams just eventually overwhelm them. And they don't have defense. They don't have enough players to make it work. John Wall will start taking bad threes. It was all textbook yesterday.
Yeah.
Rockets lose by 18. That was a textbook game, honestly. I thought the number should have been, remember, I thought it should have been, I wanted to say 17.5.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, realistically.
No. That would have, I thought, listen, if it got up to 20, I would have still said, I still like, now, if you want to know the truth, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was. I thought they just lost by 49 the other night. They lost by 49 points the other night, and the starters scored 48 points the other night. That is almost impossible. I really would like to know the last time. Look this up. Now, you're a numbers guy. Maybe you can look this up. The last time a team won by more points than the starter scored. It's almost.
Oh, you're talking about the other night.
Yeah, the other night.
Yeah, that's
49. They won by 49, and then the starter scored 48.
That seems almost impossible.
It does. That's almost. I mean, it might have been literally. You got to look this up. I want you to go through every NBA game in history
to win by. To win by 50. I remember the Rockets getting beat one time years ago by, I think it was Seattle. It was either Seattle or Dallas. They got beat like 48-50 at home. It was was unbelievably bad. But to do that, it's got to be like 120 to 70. So to get to 120, your starters have to score more than 50.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
It's almost.
That's probably the only time it's ever happened.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, say that again. They win more than. No.
Then the starters score.
Yeah. You could. Oh, no. Yeah. That is impossible.
It's almost. I literally. I'll bet you. That's if there's a
in modern basketball.
If there are three times that's happened in NBA history.
In modern basketball, it'd be tough. Unless there's an injury. Now, what you could see is an injury to a player, and then if somebody comes off the bench and scores 30 in a
blowout.
But
then the other four starters still are scoring?
In a blowout, yeah. Yeah, but I bet it's happened before. But your point is made. It's they give up points to everybody who plays on a team. And it was more of the same. James got, it was filled with, it wasn't filled. The game obviously wasn't filled because there's a limited amount of fans that can be in there. But here's what Tim McMahon writes in ESPN. Toyota Center public address announcer Matt Thomas attempted to use the same tone and excitement Wednesday night. We had talked about this when James Harden turned came in the starting lineup introduction, as he did throughout the previous eight seasons. The circumstances, of course, were quite different. So was the reaction from Rocket fans, who greeted Harden with a mixture of cheers and boos as the 2018 MVP returned to face his former team for the first time. Quote, as far as playing in Houston, a lot of mixed emotions for the fans, but I knew that was going to happen, Harden said. I just wanted to come out here and give them a show.
Yeah. I watched it. I wanted to see what the reaction was going to be. And you could hear the boos, but you could hear the cheers too.
Now, could you hear this? I didn't hear this watching on TV. A smattering of fans in the reduced capacity crowd booed Harden every time he touched the ball. Early in the game.
Okay.
Expressing their displeasure of Harden forcing the trade, the divorce. So I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear that either. It is what it is.
I don't care. It was, people can boo him for all eternity. What do I care?
Yeah, it was. I think Tillman took a misstep. I agree. You know that. I think it's he's going to be retired. I mean, there is no doubt it was going to happen. 8 years with all that James Harden had done, but there really was no reason to announce it yesterday that he was going to retire his jersey.
They made it a deal on TV too.
I know they made a big and James Harden even said it. He said it to Malika Andrews. Oh, my jersey's going to be retired. That's awesome. You know, they made the announcement today. I love that. Thank you.
Thank you
to the Fertittas.
It's too soon. They're so needy with James Harden. The whole organization has been.
It really has been. And he's gone. You don't have to kowtow to him anymore.
Why are we so needy with James Harden? Yeah. You guys did everything he asked you to do.
Right.
You gave him as much money as you possibly could. You gave him everything he wanted from a coaching standpoint, everything he wanted from a personnel standpoint. Yep. I don't understand why you have to be so needy. It's just such a bad look. Like, God, even when James is gone, it's still about James. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if he were to win an MVP this year, and he's going to be in the mix,
he's the favorite. He's moving into the favorite because the Lakers are struggling so badly. LeBron is second. I think James Harden's probably the favorite.
And you know, Jokic, Luka, Jokic, those guys, you have to have a certain amount of wins.
Yeah.
And the Nets are playing well, and James is always one of the favorites at this point of the year. Like, always.
Yeah, but James gets the most publicity.
So if he wins MVP,
Jokic is, you know.
I guarantee you the Rockets, it's sad to say, but the Rockets Twitter account probably will say something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so tone deaf to understanding that I don't know. I'm not going to get worked up about something that may
well,
happen.
Well, it should be bitter about it. That's the guy that could have been playing here. Mm-hmm. Instead, he worked his way out by putting on a fat suit, and now we
did you get billed for the pizza?
What
did somebody bill you? Did Tillman say that pizza wasn't free?
No.
He bill you
because
now you're coming around. This should be the John Granato we had yesterday.
I ain't paying. No, well, I didn't get one last night. So, I mean, while I was watching the game, so.
It's every game they have to give you a
pizza?
Well,
I mean, hey, you want my loyalty? Send me a pizza.
Daily?
Daily. Yeah, that's right.
That's expensive.
No, I'm listen. I'm not. They've lost 13 in a row. This is a. It's a disaster. It. I mean, if it wasn't for the T-Wolves, they would be the worst team in the NBA. I mean, but right now, I think what a battle that would be. I would love to see right now the battle of the two Titans, the T-Wolves and the Rockets, and see actually who has stink superiority. I mean, honestly.
At this point, I know the play-in thing will be a thing, but let's have a round robin between the Pistons, T-Wolves, and Rockets at the end of the year. Mm. Look, guys, we're not gonna even do the lottery. You guys are so bad. We're gonna give you an incentive to try to win. If you win that round robin, we'll give you the number one overall pick.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
If you win it by losing, you mean?
Yes, because yes, you've lost so many games, but now we're gonna give you an incentive to win. If you win the round robin,
I'd love that. Whoever loses,
that would be great.
No, you after 72 games, you three are clearly the worst teams in basketball. Fine, that's settled. Now we're going to give you three crappy teams a chance to win something.
Well,
but
then,
you have to do it by winning.
Well, that's when you bring Christian Wood back.
Yes.
I am really, 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 with this now break, 8-day break now, I am really scared that Christian Wood is going to come back and ruin all of this stuff.
Hmm.
Like they're on such a roll right now. Destroyed it by.
I mean, they are in such a roll. They're not even close right now.
No, but Christian Wood could ruin everything for all of us.
Yeah,
if you don't get the 14% ping pong balls,
reverse Celtic pride. Watch the movie.
No,
it's the reverse of that. The hometown fans give him a vacation.
No, don't give Chris. Listen,
don't give him a vacation.
The thoughts of Lance Zierlein, okay, are not those of ESPN 97.5. Okay,
they never have been.
No,
they should be.
No.
This is NFL.com's Lance Zierlein talking.
Yeah. Okay, put this on the NFL.com.
Would Roger like one of his people suggesting kidnapping?
Yeah.
There's a new Deshaun Watson topic on ESPN now. It is the Bears have to trade for Deshaun Watson. So we got a new Deshaun Watson topic
well,
today.
Well, there's a Deshaun.
You know these guys behind the scenes when they have their meetings and the producers who are coming up with topics? You know at some point Rob Ninkovich or whoever on here has got to be saying, guys, this is a joke. Like behind the scenes, this has to be a joke. Oh, more Deshaun Watson talk. Okay. This is all pre-planned. There's meetings. There's topics. There's producers for these shows who keep saying the same Deshaun Watson stuff over and over and over. And I guarantee you the hosts, it's like they make jokes in their pre-show meetings.
Well, there is something, though, to get excited about.
Okay.
With our Houston Texans on the other side, I can't be more excited. Can't be more excited about what's going down. On Kirby, and we'll tell you about that.
I haven't heard that for a long time.
On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, I'm going to tell you what, I am excited. Today's the 4th, right? Is today the 4th? Yes. Today, Building the Texans comes out. If you're not following the Houston Texans on Twitter, then you didn't see the preview yesterday. Tune in tomorrow as we premiere episode 1. And it's got Nick Caserio coming off the plane. It's got David Culley, the announcement.
So we got a hype video?
We've got a hype video. It's called Building the Texans. It's the back of Cal's head. That's all they showed, was Cal waiting for the plane.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't show him going or anything like that. I don't think it was a propeller plane anyway.
That's why they showed the back.
That's why they showed
the front. You just heard this.
So the comments on it are all positive.
Oh, wait. On Twitter?
On Twitter.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
It's nothing.
Can you give us just a little taste?
Well, the fan base, as y'all post this ship, is Hannah sleeping? you know. This by J.B. Bradshaw, which I didn't know. The Cleveland Browns literally produced an identical series in 2020 called Building the Browns. Hopefully the production quality is as good or better than Cleveland. However, the originality is not so great. I didn't know that they did that, but it's not beyond the Texans to just go, hey, did you see that? Let's do that.
Well, it also could be a skeleton, a template, I should say. It could be a template for like a lot of NFL teams to do that.
Yeah.
That could be something that you may have building the Cards, building the Ravens. It could be a thing like that where
for the
six
league?
Or seven.
Well, I hadn't seen it before, although it's probably, you may be right.
Yeah, I don't ever. That's what I'm saying. That could be something.
H-Town Punk, who listens to this show, H-Town Punk put Jack Easterby as Dracula and the Houston Texans getting the blood sucked out of their neck.
Oh, my God, what a...
Does that not look like Easterby a little bit?
Appropriate
that is, looks
picture,
like
Easterby. Actually.
Is the first episode named Triumph of the Will? Triumph of the Will is a Nazi propaganda film. No,
oh,
that's
my
not
gosh.
It. That's not it.
Are you serious?
Yes, it is. I'm guessing it's a documentary about the time before Fail Son Extraordinaire took over and hired motivational speaker Wormtongue. Minecraft, bad time to join the fan base, LOL. I mean, it's just every single one is a negative response to this organization.
So I did Colin Coward's show yesterday, and his producer, Greg Tuohy, he's a Houston sports fan. I can't remember if he's from Austin and a Houston sports fan, or if he's from Houston and then moved to Austin and then started doing, he was Jay Moore's producer, and then he went to Colin. Well, so we were talking briefly before I went on, and he was basically just made the comment about this is just, he's like, I'm surprised all that fire going on down in the city didn't melt the ice. He said something about, did it melt the ice right away? I said, honestly, this is as bad. The team that banged on the trash cans are easily the most stable organization.
Yeah.
Like, that one that got into trouble, it's really... The Rockets right now, I'm just not sure what they're going to do. The Oladipo thing is really shaking me. The idea that that they would extend him to talk about...
Was he right, though, however? They knew. They just offer it just as a token offer. Because they knew he wasn't going
to
take it.
Well, the Astros aren't doing that to Lance McCullers.
That wouldn't be a token offer. They know he wants to sign there. They know Oladipo doesn't. So they were like, whatever. We made the effort.
I think they do want to sign Victor Oladipo. You had Tillman Fertitta said it right away after they...
Yeah. He didn't know well, but he hadn't seen him play
well,
here.
Well, Rafael wants to see how he does, but maybe they've seen enough.
Well, let's not forget, they like names, and he's a name. So
maybe they've seen enough, and I think the other concern is obviously going to be... The other concern is going to be they're talking about P.J. Tucker. Dell had that hate speech the other day that he said.
Well, no, they made him an offer, but it's a low-ball offer.
Any offer, except maybe a one-year deal where you keep this losing thing going.
Well, you know that they have been shopping them, and nobody's biting.
Shocker.
No, Shocker. Nobody. Yeah, nobody's.
I didn't get to do Rapunzel. It didn't come up where I could do. He brought up the Deshaun Watson. No, he didn't even bring up Deshaun Watson. He brought up.
Oh, damn it! I had an opportunity.
Up J.J. Watt.
I had an opportunity. I was on with Freddie Coleman last night on ESPN, and I didn't do it. Because he asked me, "What's going to happen with Deshaun?" Damn it! I didn't do it.
Yeah,
it's disappointing. I'm not surprised from you two.
Yeah, it was. Dang it! Next time I will.
You'll get multiple opportunities.
I will. Oh no! Listen,
people will keep coming to you.
No,
because
one of the things that he was like, and it was like. He's like, what about you guys down there? What about the Houston sports? I was like, well.
What? What about us?
I mean, it's with
not
all of
good.
The, man, everything is bad down there. Isn't it? Well, yeah, Freddie. No, it really, really, really sucks. Is that if you want to know the truth, it is horrible. If you want to know the truth, everything about it. Except, and you know, even the Astros, the good team, is the one that was the worst team in Major League history. Was as far with their cheating scandal.
Oh, it's so great, unbelievable. Also yesterday too, Fromber fractured a finger.
Yeah. I don't know. I have not seen anywhere. I've been looking and I can't see anywhere what the timeline is on that.
Mm-hmm.
They just missed the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Looked like he was in some pain. It was a simple one hopper back to the mound, and he caught it, I guess, with his hand and with his glove, and then he was in pain, and they kept him in, and then they had to pull him, but then they found out there was a fracture in there. I hope it's not going to be. Is this going to be something that's going to? Fromber's not any good all year. Good Lord, come on! Hey, can't we get a break? I mean, Fromber, who was the best pitcher that we had last year, you can't, he's not even going to start the season. Urquidy's, I would imagine, now the game one starter, I would imagine. Now, you know, they always work backwards. So Fromber was starting yesterday because he's going to have the time, and then he moves into the number one. He moves into the slot to pitch game one. Not that it's any big deal that you can absolutely mess with it, especially this early in the preseason. But I would imagine that was the plan, and now you gotta change that up. Is Urquidy your game one starter now? Who would you throw game one?
I would throw probably. Well, I think the Astros would throw Greinke.
Greinke just got there. I know he throws all year round, but Greinke's not a game one starter anymore. He's not even close to a game one starter.
No,
you don't want him on the mound more than everybody else.
Well, it's also kind of symbolic. Like you also don't want Miles Straw out at the plate more than Jose Altuve, but that's the plan. I mean,
well, he's a different kind of hitter. He's a leadoff hitter.
Well, but he's at the
traditional leadoff hitter.
But baseball's not traditional
anymore. Yeah. No, I don't think it's Greinke. I'm gonna go Urquidy.
I think they'll go Greinke. I would probably throw out of everybody. I would probably go. See, I just don't know that you go Urquidy over McCullers, but maybe so.
I don't know. I don't. Here's another thing. You've got contract negotiations with McCullers, and you're going to tell them, you know, hey, we'll give you this much. But wait a minute, I'm your game one starter. I started opening day for you guys. Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We're gonna put you in the four or five slot, McCullers. That's where we think you are. So this is how much money we give the 4 and 5 slot. Right? I mean, if you're in negotiations with them, you gotta play
That's not gonna be a fun conversation.
No, well,
listen, we wanna pay you like a 4 or 5.
Well, you're a four. Hey. You're a 4 starter.
It's the reality.
That's what you are. This is what we give for starter.
He's got the potential to be a number two starter.
No.
But we've been saying that.
You play the game.
We've been saying he's got potential to be the number two starter for 5 years now or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, absolutely. And you know what? That is the truth. I mean, he's got the potential. And when is that going to.
How long can you keep saying someone has the potential to be a number two
starter? And Carlos Correa has the potential to be the best shortstop in baseball, but he hasn't done it.
Yeah. It's one thing to want to get paid like that, but it's another. And I think Correa and McCullers both want to be in Houston. Both.
Yeah.
They have their podcast, their best friends.
No.
They have their podcast.
I know that.
They love their podcast, by the way. I think McCullers and Correa like talking about MMA. Maybe as much as playing baseball, and that's not a slam because I think they love playing baseball. Their podcast, I mean, they are really into MMA analysis and stuff like that. Really into
it. Yeah.
If you haven't had a chance to listen, they're good. They're both really good. Like, they know their stuff. They're excellent with their podcast on MMA. And I think they'd love to just continue to be in the same place doing that together. If you guys want to make a decision on where you stay and what kind of money you take based on the podcast, that's great.
Yeah, right.
Just keep that same energy when they make those offers. When they tell Lance McCullers, hey, listen, we know we were offering six. We know you're making 6.5. We want to offer you 7.5. He's going to be looking for probably 12.
Yeah, nah. We ain't doing that. 727 ESPN 97.5. You don't need $12 million to buy a generator, do you?
No. They don't. I mean, maybe if you're trying to run, you know, I don't know, like 4 buildings in New York. But no, that's not going to be the case here. Generator Supercenter has a lot of different types of generators. They have generators that can run your entire home, a larger home, every function of it to where, you know, all of your electricity is going to stay on. As soon as the electricity goes off, the generator kicks on, and the entire house will be powered. We're talking about a big house. You can get that if you want. Or you can get one that's more for essential items in your home. And so obviously the pricing is going to be a little bit different. You can check out Generator Supercenter and get a free estimate for what the generator will cost you for your particular size of home and what it is that you're looking for. They're the number one dealer of Generac automatic standby generators, number one in the nation right here in Houston. And Generator Supercenter is going to get you taken care of for the next time we have a winter freeze, a rolling blackout, or a hurricane, or just a blown transformer. Generator Supercenter is here for you. The Generac automatic standby generator, well, you can get that at Generator Supercenter. Go to the website or give them a call for more details, more information, and you can get low monthly payments through their financing department with GeneratorSupercenter.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 7:30, 713-780-3776. Anything you want to talk about? Do you know who this Chad Forbes guy is? He's an NFL draft guy. He's got the NFL draft logo as his... Avatar? Anyway, he's a self-proclaimed NFL aficionado, permanently worked about 32 teams, permanently worried about 32 teams' O-lines. It sounds like your burner account or something. Frequent contributor on national local radio plus podcast.
Depending on the fan base, he's not well-respected. It just depends. Some fan base.
Well, of course, but if he says anything, like Lance is not well-respected by a lot of fan bases.
Well, that's understandable.
Well, the Jets don't respect him because he said that
Jets... I won't trade Deshaun Watson to them.
So you don't know anything, obviously.
They're mad at me.
Right.
They're mad at me currently.
He doesn't...
We usually get along.
He's not really affiliated with anyone.
No.
Chad Forbes.
No.
He just writes a lot of... tweets a lot of stuff and people follow him.
He doesn't have a blue check mark. How can you believe
anything? Even forget about that. He doesn't actually... He doesn't work for anyone. He I don't know how he built the following. I just don't know.
He got 18,000 followers.
I don't
lots
know.
How. Lots of tweets.
Yeah, maybe
you
saying.
You have to try to get things to people that will that they'll follow. Like, you know, that's how Warren Sharp did it.
Yeah.
Warren Sharp just kept putting stuff out over and over and over and over and over. He didn't really have an affiliation with anyone.
So Chad Forbes.
Got a creepy mustache.
Chad,
I'll say that.
But he does have a great radio voice. That he does. Chad Forbes said this. Nick realized quickly he signed up for a terrible situation with the Texans. No ties to the area. Had so many better opportunities over the years. Bad ownership. Lacked draft capital. Only appealed to QB and money. Bet Nick is back in New England by 2023. A friend of Texans GM Nick Caserio. That's what a friend of Texans GM Nick Caserio said. I bet
he's back in New England by 23.
By 23. I can't.
He just signed a 6-year deal.
Right.
This is, don't take
this. No. But, however, I can't disagree with any of the logic. I can't.
No.
I would disagree that he'll be back in New England by 2023. I bet he.
You don't think
he's going to, in 2023, he's going to be laying in bed going, I wish I was in New England.
Yeah.
I wish I was in New England.
You don't think he wants to take a $2 million pay cut?
Yeah, no, I don't.
You don't think he wants to take a $2 million pay cut?
You don't think, well.
I mean, I can't wait to get back to New England and make $2 million
well,
less.
Well, Belichick will be gone and somebody's got to run the show, so he might be, you might get paid more for that job then.
He'll have this all turned around. Did you see the hype video?
Really? Building the Texans?
Yes. There's
14
seconds long. There's no alliteration even. Building the Texans. Building the Browns makes sense.
Yeah.
Building Browns. Texans screwed it up. It should be.
What about tricking the Texans? And it's a hype video from Jack Easterby.
I don't think he can put that out.
I don't think
it's a hype video with him walking on the stage, and you don't actually hear him talking, but you see him talking to different crowds. There's cutaways to different shots. Jack walking the sideline with text and stuff on, right next to Bill talking to him, you know, in slow motion. Then you see Jack here, Jack there, and then all of a sudden he's smiling, talking to the Hannah and Cal. It's tricking the Texans. It hits a lot of boxes. Accuracy in advertising, mm-hmm. in the name. Alliteration, because you're going for alliteration. You've got lots of B-roll footage of Jack. At least you had it. He's kind of disappeared. He's kind of gone into a shell now.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, yeah, no, we don't hear from him. It doesn't mean he's in a shell.
I think you've got a lot of different people that will speak behind the scenes. Well, no, that's for a Netflix documentary where different people will speak on condition of anonymity. Amy Palsik, because she probably would have her money taken if she talked. You'd just be a silhouette.
They'd have to tell the voice like this. Jack was a real problem behind the scenes. He used to make us pray that we would not fire ourselves.
What? Jack made them get in prayer circles and pray that Jack wouldn't fire them?
Yeah. What do you say? Who do you think should be fired? What would you do if you were me? Would you fire
about
you?
About you. What would you do if you were
what
me
would
about you?
If you were me about you?
Well, Jack, I think I'm doing an awesome job.
I think I would be happy with me.
That's interesting. Okay. He would just say interesting.
And he just walks out and you just feel like, I think I'm in trouble. I don't feel confident now about what I'm doing. All right. That's one perspective. That's one perspective. That's interesting.
And he would leave.
And then just leave. Mm. Just have you sitting there like...
Would he crip walk out the meeting? Or
what's that?
Would he simply stride crip out walk, the meeting or crip yeah. walk?
He might.
Oh, he might crip walk out.
And he would dab
he
as
might
well.
Dab.
Huh?
You
no!
Dab.
That's what
well,
Lance...
he's a dabber. Yeah. Yeah, he's corny. If you dab, you're corny.
He might do this.
Well, no. Lance, perfect example.
That's why I do it. That's how I do it, to make you uncomfortable.
Tornado dab.
It work. You're making... It
do you
working.
Want me to start twerking?
Do you want to start twerking?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It is 736 ESPN 97.
Somebody on Twitch would capture it.
So I can't wait for building the Texans to come out today.
Will you watch any of it?
I can't think of any tea that I would like. I know tricking the Texans works, but
it does work.
Only thing I could
toppling the Texans?
Toppling.
Huh? Toppling the Texans?
Yeah. That's a little top.
The rise from the rise of Jack up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Caserio.
What about
toppled?
What
Bill
about
O'Brien
this?
Toppled?
What about changing the whole thing to Texans in Chaos?
That makes more. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's also a real. It's not alliteration. It doesn't hit that. It feels like a real thing that they're going through. It feels like a real.
Ooh.
Now that's something that Hulu might.
I feel like Texans on the Brink is what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
Texans on the Brink.
Now that's a Hulu doc. That's
they're
something
on the brink
the team
of what?
Disaster.
Well, yeah.
Annihilation. Even.
On the brink.
Annihilation. Yeah. Even. I
on
think.
The brink is usually not a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
It's usually you.
Well,
you
I don't know. If some brink people, of a breakthrough.
You could, but it's
team.
Also
yeah, no.
Like a season on the brink was not the brink was like you were teeter tottering. That was a
Except
negative.
There was a great team.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what that title meant.
Yeah, probably the brink of disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. That was a great book, by the way. Great book.
John Feinstein.
Yeah. That was the breakthrough for Feinstein.
It was a breakthrough for him, and it made
Bobby
Knight want to. Yeah, yeah. Well, it just showed who Bobby Knight was.
Right. No. Bobby didn't like it one bit because it really showed why Bobby Knight would give anyone full access to everything is
a lack of self-awareness.
Yes. I mean, that's so Texan.
I want to just tell you where we are in society now versus where we were. Where we were, there was the audio, and I've got it to this day on my phone, where Bobby Knight, it's the famous audio. Dale, see if you can find it where Bobby Knight's in. Somebody's probably bleeped it out. It's probably on YouTube somewhere where Bobby Knight is bitching out his team against Purdue, I think. It's at halftime. And he says in there, I didn't come here to F around. Now, maybe you did, but I didn't. And I'll be damned if you're... And he's screaming at his team. And somebody had recorded it in during the halftime. And it made its way. This is like in the mid-90s. It made its way around to people. But you didn't really have any way to disseminate it the same, you know, through computer. You could get it later. But people would put it on a CD or a tape or whatever, and you could hear it. Can you imagine Bobby Knight put somebody in a trash can before?
Yeah.
They made people, they had to sit in a trash can in the middle of half court while other people practiced because you were trash. He did stuff like that. And that just happened. Yesterday, Jim Boeheim made a comment about a guy being 5'2" and that he never played basketball and he's trying to make, and now everyone is outraged. Like, you are size shaming. You are, and I just, Knight, it was a writer from The Athletic. He just cracked on him for being 5'2" and not playing basketball. And now this is like, Jim Boeheim made a comment about Duke is better off without Jalen Johnson. And even another Dukie came to his rescue, which is Jay Billis. And everyone, can you imagine Bob Knight, the things he said to people, putting people in trash cans?
Yeah.
Like Bob Knight, the guy, and this is actually, well,
that
this
was
isn't
a cop
even,
down in Puerto Rico, I want to say, or where
no,
was
no,
it?
No. Bob Knight put a player in a trash can.
Well, he also put a cop. Remember when he?
Well, yeah, he fought a cop or something in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But remember when? Who was the guy that used to be a Rocket who actually killed himself? Do you remember this? I think he did. I think it was a suicide. I got to be careful. It was the big white guy, and he. I remember talking to him. I was at Russ Payne's doing a physical therapy on my Achilles back in like the early 2000s. And this guy, like maybe 2001. And I remember this guy telling me, remember he was a big old white center, played a little bit of time with Houston. And he made the comment about how it was a nightmare. Like they were all, they'd sit and drink in the dorms. And they were all miserable with Bobby Knight. Like it was just, it was something you'd never want to go through. No, it wasn't Uwe Blob. Mm. It was I'll look him up. But I think the guy, I'm not sure he's still around. I think something may have happened to him. I'll see if I can just look it up real quick. Tragic death of Neil Reed.
Whatever. I mean, today you got to be kidding me because he made fun of a guy that's 5'2".
Yeah,
a guy who coaches basketball players. Who you can't be under 6'4" anymore.
Is he 5'2"? I don't even think it's about the 5'2". He just denigrated someone's opinion because he had never played the game.
No,
I know he said that. But
you're
5'2",
so you don't know anything about basketball?
Is it more about him denigrating his opinion because he never played the game? Is that what it's about?
What
if it was a woman that was 5'2"?
He would never say it.
Why?
He wouldn't bring up 5'2". He wouldn't even. You think he would have said, "Oh, you're a woman. You don't know. You know nothing. You can't. I'm not going to listen to you."
But seriously, how many times have we seen a player denigrate a writer's opinion, and it's not even a big deal?
Right.
Well, it's not. It's like it's not considered. It's like, yeah, he never played the game. Now,
what about Matt Judon and you?
Now you have. Yeah, he said I called him trash, which I didn't. You know what? So Jason Collier, is that the? I want to make sure. Yep, it was Jason Collier. So Jason Collier was the guy that I was talking to. He was like, it was just absolutely miserable playing for Bob Knight. It was miserable. I don't know if he was the one.
There was another player, though.
But it was not a. It was not
there was
a,
another I, player that it was had a rocket hard, ties that came out
it was a hard
Bobby
issue,
publicly.
By the way.
What's I that? Forget who it was.
Maybe it was Jason Collier.
It might have been.
Might have been Jason Collier.
Might have been. 742 ESPN 97.
But it was not a, by the way, I want to make sure I clear this up. It was not suicide. It was a sudden heart rhythm disturbance caused by abnormally enlarged heart.
Bobby Knight gave him a heart attack.
No.
Well, six players have died young from Indiana. Did you know that?
Oh.
I didn't know that. There's a whole article about the players who have died young under, you know, that played at Indiana, and that included Neil Anderson. Remember the kid who was choked?
Yep.
Not Neil Anderson. Neil Reed.
Yep.
Neil Reed died at 36 of a heart condition. At 36, Jason Collier, William Gladness, Neil Reed, James Hardy, Daryl Thomas, and now Eric Anderson.
Aren't we clear that Jim Boeheim's at the age where he's just an old guy, he's going to say stuff? right? He's 76. He's just an old guy. He's just going to say stuff.
Yeah, 76. Say whatever he wants.
That's what he is now.
In fact, he should get it.
He's been at,
after you hit 75, you should get a pass.
He's got F you money. He's old. He's been there forever. He can say whatever
and he knows
he wants.
They'll never fire him. He can just say stuff. That's all. That's what he is
that
now.
That man is a national treasure with what he did to the 2-3 zone.
Right.
What?
Right.
Most 2-3 zones have holes in it that you can shoot, but he always got long defenders, and it was a nightmare facing
he
that
He won
2-3.
A title with Carmelo Anthony. Case closed. He could say whatever he wants. 744 ESPN 97.5 713-780
Slander for Carmelo.
3776
ESPN 97.5 You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I think we have gotten better as a team. And I think it's hard to go 9-7 in this league. I think it's a difficult league, very difficult. And I think these guys have done a great job this year.
But
if I played Jesse and Kadari, we'd probably be 22-2 now. I just didn't see that. And I couldn't figure that out by myself after 45 years. I need a reporter to figure that out who's never played basketball and is 5'2".
Yeah.
That's a dab. That's just a flex on a reporter.
Well, then,
since when do we not like flexes on reporters? Everyone loves when the reporters get blasted.
Well, who's covering the story? Reporters. It's not a big deal. It's only reporters. That's why it's a deal.
You're probably
this might
right.
Be date back. He couldn't have had much respect for Luke Hornacek.
He was a little short guy.
Well, but you know that guy was some kind of feisty defender.
Speaking of Italian.
Somewhere in a Division III team.
I got sent this, and you guys tell me, I don't understand this. Someone you know is gay. Someone you know is bi. Someone you know is transgender. Someone you know is Italian. Maybe even someone you love. Think before you speak hate.
That's commendable.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
It means that Italians are an oppressed people like the other people mentioned. That's what it means.
Yeah.
That means, hey, take care when
people
you speak.
Wait a minute. When did we become an oppressed people?
Well, you tell us.
Okay. Doesn't everybody want to be Italian?
Did you get that from a friend?
I got that from a family member.
Yeah.
He said, this is what's out there right now on the internet.
The Italians
are catching it.
People are noticing.
What kind of world are we living in?
The Italians are catching it.
What kind of world are we living in this day and age where Italians
prejudice
are oppressed?
Prejudice against Italians.
That's from
Goodfellas.
That was back in the 50s when they were talking, the 60s when they were talking about that. Now? In this day and age?
It's been a slow transition. I mean, the respect Italians were shown previously has just slowly trickled away. You're an oppressed people now.
This is ridiculous.
You didn't know that, did
let's,
you?
Let's stop with this Italian hate. Let's love Italians. Let's gang up on somebody else.
Seems like a poor approach.
Let's pick a nationality.
Go ahead. Pick one.
Okay, go Haiti. You want me to go Haitians?
No.
I'll just throw some out and you decide if you want to go after
them. What about
them.
The Swedes?
No, hold on. Let me throw some out and see if you
no.
like.
No. Don't
no,
let him.
Okay.
Don't let
no.
him.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The Swedes?
Yeah.
They're pretty inoffensive, but do you want to take shots
How about
at
the French?
Well, you've hated the French
hate
for a while.
Hate the French.
See?
Starts with an F, the frogs.
I don't mind the French so much. Then again, I've never been to the country, so maybe it will change.
There's a thing that came out that AOC said she went like people in Sweden, McDonald's workers get $22 an hour. And apparently it's like big unionized, blah, blah, blah. And making a point about, you know, how much a Big Mac costs there, how much it costs here. It's only 35 cents more. And then they point out, you know, Sweden made all the Syrian refugees leave the country, right? They rounded them up and kicked them all out. You sure you want to go Sweden? You sure this is going to be on brand with everything? I didn't see a response. I said, man.
Well, that was
all I could think of was, man, Big Macs are like almost $5 now. I didn't have Big Mac for years. I've had Ryan Lachain's Le Real Mac, but I haven't had the actual Big Mac.
He has a Real Mac?
He made a Big Mac too.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there's a bun in the middle?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Mac before tax is $3.99.
Right now?
Before tax, yeah, $3.99.
Oh, okay. So that's probably with tax. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like $4.87. That's probably like a New York.
I like a Big Mac.
I haven't had a Big Mac.
I just haven't had one in so long. It just seems so fattening.
It is. Doesn't seem like it is.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
But if I want to go get fattening, I'm going to go get a patty melt over at Whataburger.
Yeah. Well, Americans, like,
it's got the same Thousand Island on it.
Good Texans, good Americans will choose Whataburger.
I think Thousand Island's the key.
Oh, Whataburger's gone with spicy chicken. Now they're putting it in the chicken.
They've had that for a while. They've had that for a while.
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
No, I've had it. It's okay. It's less than
it's
average.
It's just okay.
I didn't love it.
It's less than average?
It's kind of a thinner. It's a thinner patty.
It's more, your standard. Chick-fil-A sucks.
Even he said it's not great. It's, right. It's kind of more gristle than anything else anyway.
I didn't say it's a gristle.
That's what I said.
Sandwich.
I know. That's what I said.
No one wants to buy a gristle.
Popeye's is the gold standard.
Get your red hot gristle sandwiches. Come get the finest,
spicy,
tastiest, super hard to chew gristle sandwich here.
But it's spicy gristle.
Spicy gristle.
As long as it's spicy gristle, it's better.
Beef.
Yeah, it makes it better, but it's still not great.
Popeye's is the gold standard for
chicken sandwiches.
No,
it's not.
Let's get Jay.
Embarrassing
in here.
Yourself.
What's going on, Jay?
Hey, we all know Popeye's is the gold standard.
Thank you.
John, you always going to be team dark skin in my book, man.
It's dark meat. It's dark meat.
Don't encourage
it. It's team dark meat.
Jay, me and you, okay? All right, we're dark meat.
Dark skin, baby.
It's not skin, it's meat.
Me and you, Jay.
Talking about, like, the cancel culture and, you know, different stuff like that. Man, some of the harshest critics are kids, man. Just the other day, my wife was asking something to the effect of how she looked in a set of pants. And I, you know, I was kind of complimenting her. But my 8-year came in and he was like, "Mommy, you do look fat." And I had to take him to the side and let him know, buddy, you'll learn years later.
Ooh-wee.
You know, that's not the way, right?
Ooh. You better break that
no,
quick.
No. Break you got that to
quick.
Learn that child.
Mm-mm.
You got to raise
you
him better.
Cannot.
Mm-mm.
He did.
I know. No, he was pulling him aside. No. That should have been.
There's repercussions for this.
That, you got to have some preemptive strikes on that one, though.
All of a sudden, kids can't be honest.
Hey,
about
no,
this.
You can't be honest.
No.
With mom? What
no,
are you nuts?
But that's what you get. Drake once said something about a woman with a mustache who was checking us out at Target.
Was she Italian?
I don't know.
Okay, now that hurts right here. Because all my aunts had mustaches.
Drake said, "Why does that woman have a mustache?" Oh my God, that's so loud. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then I'm stuck with. Do I act like it didn't happen? Do I tell the woman I'm sorry and then double down on the mustache recognition? Like, I didn't know what to do.
You hand her a razor.
I don't think I told her I'm sorry. I think I just
Where
told
were
her
you?
To be quiet.
Where were you when he said it?
Right there at the checkout.
At Target?
Literally, we were checking out at Target.
Listen.
Drake said she had a mustache. Course, he was only.
Of course there are women with mustaches
like
at Target.
Five.
That's what happens.
No, but I'm saying when you're 5 or 6 years old, 7, even 8, sometimes
she knew
that
she
honesty,
had a mustache.
That was back.
I know she did.
That was a little bit way back. So the Target selling, was it selling razors at the time? Because you have picked up a razor and handed it to her?
I mean, I could have if I was that kind of guy, but I'm not that kind of person. That's you two.
I would. Well, I mean, if
John took a lady who was a little bit larger and said, "Congratulations on your pregnancy."
Well, that was a mistake.
He did that to a college professor's wife.
Well, he didn't mean to do that.
No,
that was
it was
a mistake.
An accident.
But it sounds on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did she look?
I still got an A. How about that?
That's shocking.
That is shocking.
Well, I mean, speaking truth to power is all John did.
That's all. By the way, your wife's a little heavy over there.
No,
just saying.
You just said, when's the baby coming?
When's the baby due? Congratulations.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Oh, it was hard walking into that class the next day.
I tell you what, I've thought before. You know, in the early stages where you're not sure, you want to say something.
No, you don't say anything
now.
You just never, ever, ever, ever say it.
Oh,
ever.
And then if you know the people well, you can say, "I thought so. I just didn't want to say anything.
No.
I thought so."
If she's about to spit it out, I still don't say anything. I mean, when she's in pain and labor, when the water breaks, I'm still like, "I'm not sure. I don't know."
No, you can do it.
Uh-uh.
You can do it.
No. You stay away from
no,
that.
You say, did I ask you to congratulate me? Did I ask you to congratulate me on a pregnancy or a birth of my child?
No.
Do not talk about my body that way.
Yeah. Okay. I'm body shaming. I'm not body shaming. I was just, no.
But a 5, 6, 7,
why didn't you congratulate me on the baby? Because I'm not taking any chances.
I don't want to speak about your body in any way, shape, or form.
No. I don't know. You might just have a beer gut. I don't know.
And Dell wouldn't congratulate you anyway for something like that.
I would say,
you'd send a condolence
first
card.
I would say you've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
And why am I congratulating you on overpopulation?
And all I know is you do stuff now. That's all I know.
The only thing that you proved, you know, you had a baby? You mean the thing that's been happening since the beginning of time?
Right.
Congratulations. You ain't special.
Yeah.
You're not special. That ain't a special thing you did. Everyone does that.
You have to tear down everything, Dell. Even the birth, even a miracle like a small
baby child. It's not a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's always happened. Everyday occurrence.
It's not a miracle. You know what
miracles.
They're not little miracles.
All they are is
expenditures.
This is a miracle.
All right, one fish, two fish.
Feeding an entire populace with just five
more
fish.
More than one miracle.
Yeah, you can. Raising the dead is a miracle. Having a baby, you know, a thing everybody, not almost everyone, let's be sensitive, not everyone can have a baby, but almost everyone can do, not a miracle, it's not special.
It's special. It's a miracle. They're little miracles, they're blessings, and they're gifts. You'd know that if you actually had one or two or three
How many gifts have you had so far?
Five gifts, five miracles.
You've had five miracles.
There's a spreadsheet, there's a balance sheet. You know, where you've got your profit loss.
So if a man,
that's a lot on the loss.
If a man who can barely walk can contribute to five children, I don't feel like it's a miracle.
It's a miracle because I had them when I was walking fine.
You weren't walking at all.
I won an MVP of a basketball thing.
No, the actual
body was born.
You weren't walking when you had them.
I was in the room for. Yeah, actually, I was in the room for all of them.
757. The miracle
ESPN.
Of birth.
That is 757.
It's
ESPN.
A miracle of life.
At 757, another miracle just occurred. Someone in the world was born.
Probably so special. 140,000 miracles happened.
Oh my God. Okay, when we come back. Oh wow. Frankie's at work, and she said, "By the way, there's going to be another insurrection here today."
I thought it was for. Oh, it is
March 4th.
For Trump. Oh, it is March 4th.
March for Trump.
Oh boy,
there's not going to be any insurrections. There's going to be a crap.
Well, there's
load
a giant wall around the Capitol now.
They built the wall.
Yeah, another one.
They did. Yeah. There's a giant fence.
Yeah, and
with
there's going to be a lot of people with rubber bullets.
See how easy it is to build a wall. Okay.
Well, as long as we pay for it.
And this one, no. Well, this one, the Democrats built.
And we paid for it. The American people.
Are you sure? Are you sure Mexico didn't pay for it?
I feel like they've had a firm stance on building walls for us.
They're not doing it. Talk about the MMA law firm. Okay, here's the deal: is you're dealing with an insurance company. Now, I really, really, really apologize, but we have been giving you the wrong. If you went to this website, and I'm sure many of you have, and you went to the website. It's largelossattorneys.com. That's the website. So we've been saying another website. This is the website. And if you tried and you're like, this is not it. The McClenny Mosley and Associates website is largelossattorneys.com. They're here to protect you, the policyholder, against insurance companies. The insurance companies are trying to screw you on your claim. With the water pipes busting and everything else that's happened, they don't want to give you as much as they possibly can. Here's the deal. McClenny, Mosley, and Associates are going to look at your policy and claim, and they're going to advise you on the best course of action absolutely free. And then they can fight for proper compensation so you can get back to living your life. But they're going to do this absolutely free. So here's the real website. If you've got an issue, even if it's not to do with if you've got an issue with an insurance company, these are the guys. This is what they do every single day. LargeLossAttorneys.com, LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.